When Yehuda explains to the viceroy, to Yosef, his father's frame of mind, he mentions Yosef's disappearance, or Yosef's death, the way that we understand it. V'omar, ach taruf toraf, v'lo ri'isi varhena. The brother, my son, has been devoured, and I haven't seen him since. He's dead. The question is obvious. Why, when he recounts the story to Yosef, to the viceroy, he says, "Taruf toraf v'lo ri'isi varhina"? If he's dead, why are you modifying it by stating we haven't seen him since? If he's dead, of course you're not going to see him since. So from this says the Chasam Sofer a wild chiddush, which is that Yaakov actually never believed that Yosef had died. What happened to him? In Yaakov's mind, Taruf Toraf Yosef means Tiruf Hadas. Yosef became mentally ill. He became deranged. How could Yosef all of a sudden become mentally deranged, go through mental illness in an instant? So the Chasam Sofer says that he was bitten by a Bardalus. A Bardalus, I think, is translated often as a cheetah, maybe a jackal. And he writes that the bite of a Bardalus causes tiruf hadas, mitarefes das ha'adam. And that's what happened in his mind to Yosef. Taruf toraf Yosef, not that he died, but he had a tiruf hadas, something came over him. And now the Chasam Sofer writes that in his mind, he was holy chshovav ben achayos. He was living among the animals. Which, of course, begs the question, well then, why didn't Yaakov send out a search and rescue team if he knew that he was still alive? But perhaps the answer is that there was no way to find him. He was living among the animals. You wouldn't even know where to start. It was a rural town or deserts, who knows what. There wouldn't be any way to find him. And therefore he didn't even bother. But that's Pshat. Taruf Toraf Yosef v'lo ri'isiv arhena. I haven't seen him until now. And says the Chasam Sofer, I haven't seen him means I haven't seen him in my dreams. For had I seen Yosef in my dreams, I would have known that he was dead. But it never happened. Clearly, Yosef is still alive. V'lo ri'isiv arhena. I still haven't seen him yet. I haven't seen him in my dreams. And I will see him eventually, perhaps he's hoping, in person. But this is a wild chiddush that the Chasam Sofer writes, that in Yaakov's mind, Yosef was never dead. When Yaakov rent his garments and went into Avelus and refused to be comforted, and he said, Chaya Raya Ra Achalasu, it wasn't that he was dead, it was that he became an animal, essentially. He ended up living among the animals. The pain of that bite, the poison from that bite, caused him to become, to go insane. So a really wild idea that I've never seen before. We've always assumed that Yosef, in Yaakov's mind, Yosef was dead, and that's why Yaakov never went to look for him. But for the first time, we see another possible answer. It's that Yaakov didn't bother looking for him because he ended up being like Tarzan. He was living among the animals. And as a result, there would be no purpose, no point in trying to track him down. He wouldn't be able to find him. Have a wonderful day.